Hey, church family, Pastor John here, last Sunday, 2020, and I am glad to be able to spend it with you. You know, as we transition from 2020 into 2021, you might be asking, what are things going to look like? Are things going to be better? Are things going to be different? Are things going to be going back to the way they were in my individual life and in church life? And what should I be expecting, or how should I be thinking about the new year that is just around the corner? Well, I tell you this, I don't have all the answers for you, but I do have three questions for you this morning, and I hope that you'll engage with those, because all the things that have gone on in 2020 aren't going to just come to an automatic stop once January 1 gets here, that is for sure. And in a lot of ways, things will not go back to normal. They will not go back to the way that they used to be in your life, in your job, but also in the life of the church. We don't believe that things are going back to normal. In fact, that's not even what we're trying to accomplish together as a church. We're not trying to just make our way back to some kind of normal of what things used to be in the past. Instead, we think God is writing a new chapter in the life of His church, both in the American church, but also in the life of this church specifically. And we are excited to walk together in that together, to make that transition together. And so I have a message for us today called Whatever It Takes. That is what we're going to do. Whatever it takes for you and I to move forward together as a church family, to be effective in the mission that God has called us to. That is what you and I are going to do together as a family to accomplish the mission that Jesus Christ has laid out for us. Turn in your copy of the scriptures to Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to continue on a little bit of a Christmas sermon series here, if you will, because the wise men are showing up. You know, you may not know this, but the wise men, they weren't actually there when Jesus was born. They actually came a little bit later. I think that what they saw was they saw the star when Jesus was born, and they saw it from afar. The Bible says that they came from the east, and we think they came from the Babylon area, and they were wise men, magi, men who studied things deeply, men who studied the stars, and they came looking for this king that was to be born. And the three sections, the three questions that we're going to look at today, each one of them has to do with worship. You know, I've been pondering as we've been approaching 2021, Lord, what is it that I need to be focused on? What is it that we as a people need to be thinking about? What can we be doing in a time of uncertainty and at a time when things are changing and we don't know what's going to happen? And I'm a kind of a guy that likes to have things in concrete and have things decided and know exactly what's going to come 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 months, 10 months ahead of time. And I tell you what, that's just still not possible. So for you A-type personalities out there thinking 2021 is going to get you back to your old ways, got news for you. I don't think that's going to happen, but there are some very clear-cut things that you can do, that you can be decided on, that you can be resolved about when it comes to your relationship with Christ. So go ahead, be settled where you are. Let me pray for you, and then we're going to jump into God's Word together in a message called Whatever It Takes. Lord Jesus, thank you for your people who have come here to gather, to seek you, to hear what it is that you have for us today. And God, I pray that we would be a people that continually worship you, that do not shrink away, fall back, but Lord, that we would always push in to worshiping you together and individually. And Lord, I pray that you'd bless our time here together today. And I also pray that you bless your time, our time in your word. And we pray this in Christ's name. And God's people said, amen. Matthew chapter 2, you know, the wise men are showing up. Jesus has been born. The creator of the universe has now entered his creation. And he has been born and been placed in a manger. And he's had shepherds come and visit him. He's there with his mother, Mary, and he's there with Joseph. And the glory of God is shining. And we don't know exactly, honestly, what the star is that the wise men saw, whether it was an actual star, whether it was the Shekinah glory of God shining that led them right to this exact spot. We really don't know exactly, but we know that God moved and He got their attention and He called them to worship. And God is calling us to that same thing today. If you're wondering what God wants for you in 2021, I'll tell you this, a safe bet is that He is calling you to a greater degree of worship in 2021. And that's what I'm going to be encouraging you to do, leading us as a church to do, but also giving you a challenge to say, you know what, whatever it takes, I'm going to worship Jesus like I never have before. Let's go to the passage that we're studying, verses 1 through 12. And my first question for you today is this: how far will you go? When you're doing whatever it takes to worship Jesus, first question you got to ask is, how far will I go? What am I willing to do? The wise men that we're about to read about, man, they came from a long way away. It took them months and months, maybe 6 months, to arrive at where Jesus was traveling day in and day out. They were willing to travel a long way, to go a far way. How far will you go to worship Jesus? Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to do what? To worship him." That's what they came to do. They showed up in Jerusalem and they were like thinking everybody's going to be worshiping this king when they arrive, and they look around and nobody is worshiping. And they say, "Hey, where is this baby that was born king of the Jews? You know why we came all this way, willing to travel so far? We came to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Herod was troubled because he actually referred to himself as the king of the Jews. He wasn't even a Jew himself, but he referred to himself as the king of the Jews. He had been appointed by Rome to fulfill this post, and he loved the attention of people. And now he was troubled, and the Bible says that all of Jerusalem was troubled with him. Why? Because Herod was a jacked up, evil dude who did all kinds of wrong, was married to 9 different women, killed his wives, killed his own children, and just was a messed up guy, messed up ruler who was always worried about what people were thinking about him and what they might have been conspiring against him. And so he would always allow those thoughts to overtake him, and he would wind up hurting and killing people because of that. So when he got troubled, the people of Jerusalem, they got troubled too, and rightly so. And assembling all the chief priests, so he calls all the chief priests and scribes of the people together. He called all the Jewish leaders, religious leaders together, and he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So Herod's calling all these smart guys together, and he's like, "Look, these wise men showed up. They said they came to worship the king of the Jews, but I thought I was the king of the Jews." So apparently a baby has been born. Where is he supposed to be born? And these wise men had knowledge, right? These scribes and Jewish leaders had knowledge, and they were like, "Oh, well, we know where he's supposed to be born. He's supposed to be born in Bethlehem." And so that's what they answered him in verse 5. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet," and this prophet is the prophet Micah. You can see this in Micah 5, chapter 2, when he says this in verse 6. "And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." And so that's what they're telling King Herod, is that, hey, because of this prophecy that we see in Micah, we understand that this baby that's being born, that has this star that these wise men have come to worship, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. And so that is what is happening in that situation. So the question we need to ask ourselves is this: how far will you go to worship Jesus this upcoming year, right? Are you willing to do whatever it takes? These wise men, they came all the way from Babylon, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away, and they were willing to travel that far because God got their attention. They saw that star that was leading them there, and they were willing to do whatever it takes. They were willing to drop whatever it is that they were doing, and they were willing to go on a journey, and they had no way of knowing exactly how it was going to end. But in their excitement of seeing this thing that God showed them, they were willing to come and worship this king. You know, a lot of times, especially in a year like the one we've just been through, it is easy for you and I to lose our wonder, to lose our excitement, to lose the joy that we have in worshiping Jesus Christ and forget how we used to operate when we were younger believers, perhaps, or maybe just when we were younger people, and we operated with more joy and wonder and excitement and faith about what God might do. And what we need to do in 2021 is make sure that we get that back, that we regain that. So when we have the question, how far will you go to worship Jesus? That we, you and I, can say together, we'll do whatever it takes. We'll go as far as we need to go. We will leave behind whatever we need to leave behind. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I always daydreamed about taking a crazy road trip, right? Just on the drop of a hat, get in my car, go somewhere. I actually wound up doing that in my early 20s, a single guy, working construction, saved up some money, and winter was coming, and I didn't like working outside in the cold. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to pack up my pickup truck, and I'm going to head to Florida. And crazy, I really thought, I'm going to go to Disney and get a job building construction sets for Disney. That's what I'm going to do all winter. Didn't really think this through, did not call ahead, did not make reservations. They did not know I was coming. Got all the way to Florida by myself, stuff in the back. And I got there and I thought, you know, I got money in my pocket. I'm going to wait on the Disney thing. And I just started hanging out, went to campgrounds, stayed there for a while, traveled across to Tampa, went to a basketball game there and NBA game, had a lot of fun. God actually, during that time, crossed paths with me and another believer. I was away from the Lord at that time. And God used a man that I met there at that NBA basketball game to get my attention and to draw me back into a right standing with God. So when I was younger, I was willing to get crazy, do whatever might come along, and step out on faith, if you will. You and I as believers, because we serve the living God, we should be so in tune with the signals that He is sending us through His Word, through His Holy Spirit. The wise men saw the star. We should be so in tune with that, that we are willing to go as far as it takes to worship Him, even if it means that He asks us to do something crazy in 2021. If He asks you to change your job, if He asks you to sell your house, if He asks you to do whatever it takes, you should be willing to do that so that you can worship Jesus and stay in His perfect will for your life. What about us as a church? I'll tell you this. Belmont Church is willing to go as far as we need to go to worship Jesus this coming year. And that's exactly what we plan to do. We're going to go as far as it takes for us to stay on the mission that He has called us to. And let me tell you this. Even though we love who we are as a church family and who God has helped us to be, we are willing to let go of the traditions that we have as a church in order to be effective for the mission that God has called us to, mainly to worship Him, but also to reach new people for Christ and make disciples out of those people so that they too can worship Jesus. And so that means that we will go to all kinds of lengths. We will let go of the things from the past and travel to new places. And that might mean that in regards to our meeting place, in regards to the structure of the church, in regards to the style of the church, we just are saying this, Lord, we're putting it all on the table this year, both the pastor, the elders, the deacons, the church body, and just saying, God, that is the heart cry that we have right now, is to say, we love You. We want to be where You are. We want to be involved with the way that You're working. And we want to put everything that we have on the table and just say, we'll go as far as You want us to go to worship You this year. That's a big question. How far will you go? But I got a second question for you, right? So don't get too comfortable on that one question, because the next question is this: how hard will you search? How hard will you search this year? If you're going to do whatever it takes to worship Jesus in 2021, you got to ask yourself this question: how hard will I search? The wise men, they came all the way from far, far away, hundreds of miles away, and they got all the way to Jerusalem. And they got in the vicinity, right? Jerusalem is the place of worship. And so they could have gotten all the way there and said, we've arrived. I mean, we're in the ballpark of where this star is. And they could have been comfortable with that. But instead, they went that last 10%, right? And they said, no, 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 we're almost here. You know, Bethlehem is just 5 miles outside of the city of Jerusalem. It would have been a shame for them to get all the way to Jerusalem, the place of worship, the place where the temple was, and then just go back home. But so many times, individuals who call themselves believers just get in the vicinity of Jesus. They just get in the vicinity of the church, and that's good enough for them. But the question that you and I really need to ask ourselves is this: is how hard will I search this year? What kind of commitments will I make to make sure that I go all the way into that deep place of worship with Jesus, where I don't get easily distracted, but I really push in to what God has for me? Verse 7 in this second question says this: then Herod summoned the wise men. So the wise men came, they said they were looking for the king of the Jews. He put them away and he called in the Jewish leaders and religious leaders and said, hey, where's Jesus going to be born? Where's this baby going to be born? Bethlehem. Okay, you guys go out. He brings the other guys back in. And here's what happens. Herod summoned the wise men secretly. He didn't want anybody else to know what he was doing. And he ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. Hey, what time did this thing show up? Ah, it's probably been about 6 months that star has been burning and they've been traveling. And so this baby is probably about 6 months old at this point. Verse 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. How hard will you search? Herod was a liar. Herod did not want to worship Jesus. Herod was not willing to travel 5 miles outside of the city and go look for this king of the Jews. He had no interest in worshiping this king whatsoever. Instead, he was willing to let somebody else go and do the hard work for him. He told the wise men, go, work hard, search diligently for this child. And when you found him, when you get all the way there and you're able to worship him, then you come back and you tell me, and then I'll come worship him. But that's not what he had planned at all. The religious leaders, the Jewish leaders that were there, they knew where Jesus was to be born, in Bethlehem. And the Bible has no record that they went with the wise men, that they were willing to go outside, because they were so used to their traditions. Jerusalem is the place of worship. The temple is where we worship. That is where we have our traditions and where we are in charge and where we are in control, and we know what's going to happen from Sabbath to Sabbath to Sabbath. But this new thing, we're not really sure what it is you're talking about. And they were not willing to search hard for this newborn king. They weren't willing to search hard and worship him. And so let me encourage you not to be like that. My prayer for you this year is that one of your New Year's resolutions would be, first of all, big picture, do whatever it takes to worship, right? But I hope that you would be willing to say, I'm willing to search hard after Jesus in worship this year. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, no matter if other people are willing to follow or not, I'm going to go worship. I could get distracted and say I've gotten close enough and be okay with just getting in the ballpark, but I hope you won't do that. I hope that you'll press in and you'll put away all distractions And you'll keep your eye focused on that light, on that star, on that direction that God has given you, and that you'll dig deep into worship and you'll get right into the very presence of Jesus this year. And if you do that, there will be no greater a goal that you could have. And no matter what 2021 looks like, we can't know what that will look like for sure. But we can know this, that we can decide ahead of time to be a people, to be individuals who will worship Jesus, who will search hard after Him. Herod said, "Go and search diligently for the child," and that is exactly what they did. How hard will you search? You know, as a church family, we intend to search hard after Jesus this year. I've got a challenge for our entire church family at this point, and that is this, is that one of the main ways that we search for Jesus these days is right here through His Word. And so I want to challenge you to join me in reading through the New Testament in the first 90 days of 2021. January, February, March, we are going to read through the entire New Testament together, day by day, week by week, month by month. And I'm going to be sharing a plan with you so that we can all stay on the same page and do that together, right? The wise men, they travel together as a pack. And I got to imagine that along the way, they got on each other's nerves, right? But they were so intent on their goal to worship that they stuck it out. You and I were willing to search hard, to be diligent. And one way that we do that is to be disciplined, to be disciples, to be committed to being in God's Word, to be lifelong students of the Word. And doing that together as a church family is even better, even when sometimes we don't see eye to eye on things. So if you're willing to make that commitment and say, "Hey, Pastor, I'm going to raise my hand. I want to join you in that 90-day journey of worship through the New Testament," then just right now in the chat, just raise your hand there and say, "I'll take the challenge." Even better, go above and beyond and send me an email, right? info@belmontlife.org, and say, "I'm going to take the 90-day challenge. I want to join you. Send me that schedule and let's do that together. Let's be willing to take the challenge." So how far will you go? How hard will you search? One last question for you this morning. How much will you give? How much are you willing to give in order to do whatever it takes to worship Jesus? Let's continue reading and see what happens with our wise men here. Verse 9, "After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was." They searching hard, being diligent, got all the way right to the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. I can only imagine how much joy they would have had at the end of a long journey, a hard search, and finally they come to this place where this child is, and they have just exceedingly great amounts of joy, just like our shepherds did, right, that were in the field. They had a great amount of joy coming into the presence of Jesus. And I want you to get this. "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down." And what did they do? They worshiped him. Every single one of these verses, sections, every single one of these questions has the word worship attached to it. And in this case, they went all the way in and they fell down and they worshiped him. "Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." And so, how much were they willing to give? They were willing to give everything they had, right? They gave their time. They traveled on in. They gave up months and months just to get there. And then they would have months and months to get back to their normal life. They were willing to give away their life in order to find and worship this king. But they were also willing to give up their dignity, right? I mean, these were wise men. These were men that had a lot of weight in society and civilization. They were able to walk into King Herod's court and have respect. And they came all the way into this small little town with no good reputation called Bethlehem. And they found a little baby in a small little house. And when they got there, what did they do? They didn't worry about their reputation, didn't worry about how they looked, they didn't worry about what other people thought. The Bible says that they fell down on their faces. Man, and they worshiped Him. I hope that in 2021, you'll be willing to give up what other people think about you, that you'll be willing to give up how you look, that you'll be willing to just give up your place in society and say, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to be a person that worships Jesus. Whatever, whoever's around, I'm going to fall down on my face and worship. I'm going to raise my hands and worship. People are going to think I'm crazy in the grocery store, but I'm going to worship. People are going to see me outside in my car, and I'm going to be worshiping. I don't care what you people think. They were willing to give all that up, but they weren't willing to just give up that. They were willing to give up the gifts that they brought, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. These are not cheap gifts. Even for wealthy people, these are expensive gifts that would have been costly. They would have actually made an impact on their life. And giving is one of the greatest acts of worship that you and I can do as believers. And so let me ask you this, what are you willing to give up financially, give of yourself in 2021 to worship Jesus, to love a neighbor who's in need, to help a family member above and beyond that you would have to go without so that you could supply a need for another believer in Christ? How much are you willing to give up and then have to trust God that He will meet your need? It's out of the box. It's crazy. It's not what people expect. But we want to do whatever it takes this year to worship Jesus. And that might mean putting yourself in a position where you have to trust God to meet your needs. And when you do that, I know that God will bless you and that you will have great and exceeding joy, because when you see the hand of God moving in your life, I know from experience that when you need God to show up, and He does, He comes through and He meets a need, He blesses you, or He uses you to be a blessing to somebody else, there's great joy that comes with that worship of Jesus Christ. And so let me ask you this question: how much will you give? What are you willing to give up to be a true worshiper of Jesus? And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. They were also willing to disobey what King Herod said, to come back and report. Instead, they gave their obedience to God. And so let me encourage you to do this. If you want to be a true worshiper, give up what God doesn't want you to be doing. That means that we have to be willing to let go of the things of this world, whether they're just sin, or whether they're just entertainment, or whether they're just distractions from real worship. You and I, if we want to worship, and we do, if we want to worship, we got to be willing to give up our dignity, our pride, our finances, and yes, even the things in our life that are just provide us comfort, and say, God, whatever it takes in 2021 to worship You, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know what my calendar is going to look like. I can't predict what's going to happen 6 months from now in my life, in my family's life, in the life of the church. But I do know this, that I'm going to be committed to doing whatever it takes to worship Jesus. And if that means that I have to give up the things that I love, the things that I just like, my comforts, my pleasure, and have to give up and go and make myself uncomfortable in order to get together with other believers, in order to be a blessing to other people, then that is exactly what I will do. You know, we could ask Jesus these same questions. How far did you go? We ask ourselves, how far will you go? But how far did Jesus go? Jesus came all the way from heaven to give Himself as a sacrifice for you and me. He left the treasures of heaven, the riches of glory, to come to enter this creation, to walk those dusty roads, and to make a difference for you and me. How hard will you search? Let me ask you this. How hard did Jesus search for you? I don't know about you. But for me, Jesus came looking for me, and I went kicking and screaming. I wasn't the kind of person that Jesus should have come after. But Jesus searched long and hard, and He found me, and I thank God that He did. How much will you give? Man, how much did Jesus give? Jesus gave His life. Yes, He gave up the glories of heaven. He left His Father there, and He came to be a servant and a Savior for you and I. But He gave up His very life so that you could have the greatest treasure in all of the universe, eternal life with Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. He's come so far, He's searched so hard, and He's given so much. Doesn't He deserve your worship? Will you do whatever it takes? Will we as a church do whatever it takes to worship Jesus this year? You bet we will. No matter what, that's exactly what we're going to do. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You so much for this time together in Your Word and for the example of these wise men who traveled so far just to worship You. And God, as we enter into 2021, I pray that we would ask ourselves some hard questions, that we'd ask ourselves how far we're willing to go to worship, that we'd ask ourselves how hard we're willing to search and stay focused in our time of worship to put away our distractions. And God, I pray that we continue to ask ourselves how much we're willing to truly give in order to be able to worship You. And God, as we answer those questions together right now in our homes, but also together as a church throughout this year, Lord, that You would draw us closer and closer to Your presence. You tell us that if we seek for You, if we search for You with all of our hearts, that we will truly find You. And that is exactly what we want to do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to traveling into the upcoming year and years together as a family. This is a church, but it's not just an organization, right? It's an organism. It's something that is a part of who we are together. It's a part of our identity. And so we're not asking you just to attend online or to show up to a church service. We're asking you to open up your home and your life to be a part of a family that has been created by God. And that is a super important thing. So we want you to be a worshiper and get involved in that. But we also want you to be a part of the community that God has created here at Belmont. Not to just look in from the outside and see what's happening, but to actually become a part of the DNA of this church family. To do yourself the inconvenience of getting involved and inconveniencing yourself for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of community. And then take a step beyond that and get involved in the missions and the work and the serving that God has given us the opportunity to do here at Belmont. Part of that is about church planting and in helping in mercy ministries around our town. And so, you know, let me remind you about our year-end missions offering that we're taking up. That is a three-part offering. It's for the least of these ministries. It's for the Hill Church, the church plant in Northwest Roanoke, and it's also for the church plant for Reggie and Courtney Johnson up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that we love so much. So if you haven't taken the opportunity to give, to be a part of that, don't just hold back, don't wait, don't let other people have all the joy, have all the fun. But go ahead today, even right now, you can click on a link that's there on your screen and say, you know what, I don't want to wait until this opportunity passes me by, but I'm going to give now. Remember our question, how much will you give? Hey, I tell you what, it may not feel good right when you're starting to do that, but God will bless that so much. And when you give and you're part of the gospel work that God is doing here in our city and around our world, it is a blessing to your soul. Much more than you could get from a couple bucks in your pocket, all right? I hope that you have a fantastic week with you, your friends, your family, as we head into a new season of life together as a church family. Let me pray for you, and then, you'll be free to go. Father, thank You for Jesus, for this church family, for the love that they have for You. And God, I pray that we would be a family that does whatever it takes to worship Jesus this year. We pray these things in His mighty, powerful name. Amen. Hey, Pastor John here. Love you guys. You have a great week, and I hope